The Houston Grand Opera has been one of the most enterprising and successful American arts organizations. In its 44-year history, it's presented 24 world premieres. The latest is Resurrection, composer Todd Machover's treatment of Leo Tolstoy's last novel, which opened on April 23rd. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz was there. Here's his review.
I've been following composer Todd Machover for a decade, from the time of the American premiere of his beautiful and probing first opera, Valis, a setting of science fiction novelist Philip K. Dick's story of a character with a dissolving identity. Machover's music inventively combines aspects of classical and rock music with video and computer technology. He's been involved with MIT's famous Media Lab since 1985, and before that was a director of Pierre Boulez's Experimental Music Institute in Paris. But he also had a serious classical education at the hands of two major and very different American composers, Elliot Carter and Roger Sessions. So maybe it shouldn't be as surprising as it seems that Machover's latest project is a traditional opera based on a 19th century Russian novel. Leo Tolstoy's Resurrection is a very great book, a frontal assault on judicial and penal systems, on moral numbness and inhumanity, and the possibility of individual redemption. It tells the story of a self-centered young aristocrat named Nekhludov, who finds himself on the jury at a trial of an attractive prostitute, Katusha Maslova, falsely accused of murder. He recognizes her as the young servant he had fallen in love with years before, who was cast out when she got pregnant. The jury wants the case dismissed, but a legal snafu in the wording of the verdict leads to a sentence of 8 years hard labor in Siberia. Nekhludov, clearly Tolstoy's alter ego, is overcome by guilt. He's determined to appeal the decision and even marry Katusha. Embroiled in a bureaucratic nightmare, he follows her to Siberia, where both their spiritual lives are reborn. Laura Harrington's libretto necessarily simplifies but unnecessarily coarsens the plot, the language, and Tolstoy's profound sense of conflicting human motivations. Harrington strips Nekhludov's aristocratic fiancée of her dignity for cheap laughs, portraying her as an aging, overweight spinster desperate for marriage. Nekhludov's first love scene with Katusha is more of a rape than a seduction, though director Bram Murray stages it brilliantly as a flashback enacted in front of the dimly lit jury still sitting in judgment. The scenes in prison and in Siberia are visually striking, though for all his good ideas, Murray resorts too readily to stock operatic gestures. When in doubt, have singers fall to their knees. The score to Resurrection is Machover's richest and most varied. From minimalism and rock, he's learned to create pounding, pulsating rhythms that build to ferocious climaxes. And he has his own genius for soaring melody and dazzling color and texture. The solo trumpet crying out in the seduction scene is harrowing. Electronic keyboards put an almost inaudible halo around the vocal line and provide an eerie chill to the Siberian landscape. The melodies have a subtle Russian melisma. In the most haunting moment in the opera, Katusha, played by the outstanding young mezzo-soprano Joyce DiDonato, sings an electronically amplified yet heartbreakingly simple lullaby to the child of one of the chained prisoners.
Oh, that I were where I would be,
Baritone Scott Hendricks makes a vivid hero caught between egoism and altruism. Tenor Raymond Very is stirring as a brutally flogged prisoner in love with Katusha. Houston Grand Opera music director Patrick Summers conducts with dramatic urgency. The chorus, with a lot to do, is excellent. I wish the moving Prisoner's March had better words than the endlessly repeating, "We march," the one thing the audience doesn't need to be told. Makover is an idealist. Like Tolstoy, he wants to change how we act in the world. Sometimes he allows himself to get soft. The concluding choral anthem, "We must live on this earth somehow," is pretty, but it reminds me too much of Leonard Bernstein's "Make Our Garden Grow" at the end of Candide, or "Somewhere" from West Side Story. It goes on too long and remains too static, more an assertion of wish fulfillment than a convincing possibility. But despite its flaws, Resurrection is a serious and powerful work, a milestone for Todd Makover, and a noble achievement of the Houston Grand Opera.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the world premiere of Todd Makover's Resurrection, which continues at Houston's Worthen Center through May 7th. I'm Terry Gross.